This is the last Aero News Touch and Go of 2009, with aviation headlines for December 31st. I'm Paul Plack. AirTran has announced it will establish a new pilot and flight attendant base in Milwaukee, and will need to hire 50 of each to support increased operations. The April 2010 opening will bring the area another $6.5 million per year in payroll. NASA has announced three finalists for proposals for unmanned missions to other bodies in our solar system. One would bring back part of an asteroid. One would bring back rocks from the moon's south pole, and the third would probe the atmosphere and crust of Venus. FlyersRights.org is cautioning that the latest TSA knee-jerk may be unduly inconveniencing or endangering passengers with its new restrictions on what we can do during the last hour of a flight. Coalition founder Kate Hanai observes that if we're prohibited from using the restroom, feeding an infant, or taking medication during that final hour, quote, "we have to ask ourselves who's really winning this battle," unquote. The National Business Travel Association says it's on board with changes to improve security, quote, "so long as corporate travelers can get to where they need to be efficiently and safely," unquote. The U.S. government is considering allowing Japan to assist in development of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter. There's no commitment from the Japanese government to buy the plane yet, but participating in development would move it up the waiting list if Kim Jong-il keeps threatening his neighbors. The second F-35B short takeoff and vertical landing variant has arrived at Naval Air Station Patuxent River in Maryland, where it will be part of an intensive four-year test program. The FAA says Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport will get a $2.3 million federal grant for its shovel-ready plan to rehabilitate a runway. That grant uses up the last of the FAA's Recovery Act dollars. 360 projects were funded. And ANN is announcing our best of 2009. Among the winners, we've chosen the RANS S6 and S7 series for ELSA of the year, while the CTLS and Skycatcher have tied for SLSA of the year. Read why at aero-news.net, where you'll also find more details on these stories. From all of us here at ANN, have a safe celebration of the new year and a happy and prosperous 2010. Our daily Aero briefing and the Aero News special feature will return on their regular schedule Monday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.